In this week's Cotton News Line, two cuts. Both cuts are Dr. Joe Hengler, irrigation specialist for the University of Missouri Delta Center in Portageville, Missouri. This is cut one, Start Your Machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
We look at every row versus skip row because some farmers around this area are planting skip row. We saw that 15-inch looked fairly good because some pretty good yields were being reported in the Carolinas. So we thought, well, we'll add that to the mix. And then once we had the every row skip and the row width, we looked at populations and we expanded it to 9 different populations. Originally it was just gonna be a low, medium, and high, but what might be a low for 15 might not work for a 30-inch. So we put a wide number in. Now, next to this test, there's also some tests on twin row. Some of our farmers around here have used twin row very successfully in corn and soybeans, and we thought, okay, there's another way to get into this narrow row configuration by using some sort of skip that allows you the benefit of kind of packing the plant tighter in, but you can still pick it because the farmers are doing it are on 38-inch centers with twin row at like 8-inch right in the center, and they can pick it with their regular picker. So it hasn't been a problem with that. So we'll be looking at that also.
This is cut two, Start Your Machines on one. 3, 2, 1.
Our cotton was planted a little bit late because of some problems with corn being killed with the early frost, but our numbers are very high. We've done a bull count for the field day. As you got to the higher populations, this would be like 60,000. We had more bulls per acre. 30 was fairly, you know, it was the same way it increased with the population, but it wasn't as high as 38. But with every row 15-inch, we just got an awful lot of bulls out there. So we're gonna be anxious when we harvest those. And surprisingly, that even the skip row on the 15-inch is high, but on this end, it was on the lower populations. So, you know, again, we're interested in looking at it. But this is about 50,000 more bulls per acre than the traditional. And so, you know, it could be significant, whereas the answer is going to come in when we harvest it.